Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the live show. I've got a good one for you today. I am going to be starting out with a song that might be a little bit loud and heavy for your liking, especially for the morning, but the lyrics are so appropriate, and I think so is the sentiment of the song. It is a secular song, so I'm warning you, but don't be scared, ladies and gentlemen.
Right on radio.
Right on radio.
Well, thank you for being here. I know you're probably a bit surprised about my choice of music this morning, but it was very, very appropriate. Welcome to the show. And I'm not talking about this show. And then part of the chorus says, do you want it? Do you need it? You see, we have been programmed, or at least attempted to be programmed, by those who were putting together the globalist plot against humanity with something that you are all familiar with. It's problem, reaction, solution. And this is getting real, folks. I named this show The Shift because I think you're going to see the shift that is happening. And you know what? I know it sounds new age, and quite honestly, you know, just like there's a certain group of people who are waiting for their Messiah to come and their Messiah is going to be the Antichrist. Well, there's a whole bunch of new agers awaiting on ascension. And much like, you know, the Antichrist showing up instead of the real Messiah for those people, for the new agers, I think what they're going to get is this shift. And it's not ascension. But it's okay. They'll move the goalposts and they'll continue on as long as they can. Then they'll probably eventually get together and come after us. So, did you see the news? And I want to focus on something that I covered a few weeks back, and some of you might be saying, well, nothing's happening. I did a show a couple weeks back, which I know is accurate, and now the government is telling you it is accurate. The name of the show was Total War and the Chinese style of fighting it. And by the way, I see Natasha is here. Someone else is living in Canada. Don't worry, it's not as bad for you in Canada because they've already got you. By the way, sorry, I'm just going down a rabbit hole because it's been on my mind. Did you see the new budget and what they're going to do on the capital gains tax? They're going to raise it to 67% capital gains tax. Good for you who have invested in Canada. You'll get to keep, oh, what's the number? 33% of your money. All right. So, director of the FBI, Ray, and by the way, Homeland Security is echoing all these things, says that water treatment facilities are going to be targeted, energy grids are going to be targeted, transportation, information technology, and so on and so forth. Of course, we're talking about bridges, we're talking about roads, we're talking about your water supply. We're talking about weather warfare and, of course, the engineered war that they are working on to get the American people to go against the American people, which may can't come true. But I do say that I think they do this at a risk because the shift in public sentiment right now is that even your average person now is so upset, and this is globally, with your governments. Did you see Macron in France literally had to run out of a convention that the farmers got into? They weren't supposed to, but they got into it en masse. And literally, Macron ran out the back door. You see that wherever Trudeau goes. The people are there, and they are angry. It's a mob. They want to rip him apart. We're seeing that with Biden. The mobs are starting to show up wherever he is, and they don't even want to announce where he's going with too much advance notice. At least that's the optics that they're putting out. But make no mistake, these things are orchestrated too. This is a highly orchestrated plan done by people and machines that are much smarter than us. People are using these machines to game out these things, this quantum stuff that's happening. I touched on it on the show. There's so much more to tell you about. But they're gaming these things out. And of course, I brought out the theory, and it's supported in many ways, that who is programming these machines other than fallen angels, because people who are building AI and stuff like that, they admit, we don't really know how it works. We don't really know what is going into these, but they're growing. One of the scariest things about the quantum computing side, keeping AI out of it for a moment, one of the scariest things about it is quantum computing can break every encryption with no trouble. There is no regular computer style encryption that can even slow down quantum computing, and then quantum computing can put its own encryption on it and actually take over the system. Now, with the combination of the quantum computing with AI, now you might have something with a personality that wants to do this and wants to do it for its own reasons. One of the things that comes to mind with this is, of course, many of you have seen the news that in four states, the 911 system was down. They say they're not sure. Maybe a cyber attack. Let me tell you how psychological operations work. First of all, why would the 911 system be targeted? Well, a lot of people are going to be affected. Of course, it shows a breakdown in the protective systems. It breaks down how people feel about their government protecting them and thinking that no one is there for them. Even if you weren't in one of those states, the psychological effect is there. The fact that it was 911 also puts something into your subconscious that says, oh, we're going to have another 911, backed up by the government telling you, hey, we're thinking there's going to be something on a 911 scale that's going to happen. Now, they're saying it was most likely a cyber attack. They haven't come to a full conclusion. Let me just say to you, I'm not a computer expert, but I have learned enough that if it was a cyber attack specifically, and you would think that the 911 system is encrypted, right? Homeland Security. You'd think that they're using kind of the best technology. And if they aren't, then a quantum computer would have got into it and they would not have been able to rectify it. And even if it was a cyber attack or whatever, do you know the extensive amount of code that goes into a system? Do you think within, you know, half a day, they put, you know, a 20-year-old kid in front of a computer and he found it? I don't know. I don't know enough about it, but seems unlikely to me. The most likely scenario, and with all of this stuff, is it's being done by your own government. Of course, governments around the world are doing this to their own people. Why? Because they want a one-world government. They want a one-world religion. And there's a lot of patriots and supposed prophets contributing to those things as well. And they even say it out loud. General Flynn has, on both accounts. So when we talk about China attacking the USA in particular and the total war, oh, by the way, sorry, I forgot to say thank you so much to, oh, this chat has gone fast. Linda, thank you. Thank you. I really, really appreciate that. If China was to attack, and by the way, you know, most people who are in the know think that the ship that was in Baltimore was a cyber attack. And if you just look at the video, you know, they try to tell you not to trust your eyes. It's another reason why I played that song. They try to tell you not to trust your eyes. When you watch that video, you see the ship's power go out. You see the ship's power come back on. You see the black smoke pour out of the smokestack. Why? Because it went full throttle and made the sharpest turn, and boats cannot turn that sharp unless they're under throttle. and it goes and it hits the bridge. But no, it was out of power. That's why we saw all the smoke coming out of it. And by the way, did you hear about that other story that happened a week ago? What was it, 26 or 27 barges, 24 of them being fully loaded, just got set adrift and started drifting down the Ohio River? And they reported on, oh, they're getting close to the bridge, and these ones are stable, these are loaded, there's no chemicals on them. That was all the reporting. No one said, did someone untie the ropes? How did that happen? Did anyone see the cause of that? They didn't even touch on it. There just wasn't any curiosity on it. Now, if China was to do all of these things, you would think the U.S. government immediately would cut them off. We sanction them. There's no trade with them. We're going to cut them at the knees. We're not partnering with them. We're entering a time of war because those are acts of war. But no. They don't. Why? Nikki Lamb, thank you. God bless you. Love you too. Why? Well, you know, the stories are out there. Well, the Bidens have been taking all kinds of money and China is doing this and China is doing that. No, actually, Wendy, China doesn't make the computer chips. That's the other part of the story. That's Taiwan. Aha. But you are onto it. You are onto it. And by the way, they can't really cut off China because what does, like, was it 90% of Americans' pharmaceuticals come from there? Amongst other things. Oh, they make your military components. Oh, yeah. They make, you know, all your, most of your street lights. You know, the ones that go purple? This is a war against both foreign and domestic. How does the shift play into this? Well, I'm going to play you some propaganda that came across on the Telegram channels yesterday, and I want you to listen to the wording of it very specifically. Now, it is a very pro-Trump thing. It's good. It's done well. But this, too, is propaganda. And just like if you didn't see the show yesterday, I would suggest to you a lot of the news that you're seeing on your social media feeds, and that is AI designed, folks. A lot of it is. Not all of it, but a lot of it is. And certainly the messaging and the narrative, even on a real video, is crafted because these people are using it. Why? Because it's smarter than people. We have to understand that this battle is very real. And this is a spiritual battle. And it's a spiritual battle for even those who are not converted to a faith of any kind. Even, you know, an atheist, this is a spiritual battle because it's the battle for your mind. And it's a battle to see how you will react. So on one hand, the masses are being programmed through the movies, through these things like the 911 that happened. And by the way, did you notice the 911? Just an observation, really. It happened in four really friendly gun states. Just think about this for a second in context of what I'm saying. States that are very friendly to guns, Nebraska, South Dakota, Texas. Why would that be important? The movie Civil War is out now. Of course, we saw Leave the World Behind. They're talking about cyber attacks, grids going down, food shortages. We've seen with our own eyes the plants burning up. Now there's a bird flu. Oh, you don't want to go hunting. The first two people to die from zombie deer disease were hunters. You don't want to do that. Don't hunt for your own food. You see how this psychological operation works. But when they're programming people, they're also programming for the outcome that they want. It is problem, reaction, and the solution. So they want to drive you into the solution that they want, and they want it to come from the people. You see, with all this programming, when the grid goes down or whatever happens next, you've been conditioned because, oh, yeah, yeah, well, we had a grid down, you know, 10 years ago. The whole Eastern Seaboard was down. It happens. It happens. From time to time, it happens. You're programmed to have that. But then when it gets really bad, you're also programmed to think there's no one coming to help me. I'd better help myself. So theoretically, if the 911 thing was a psychological operation and it happened in states that are very friendly to guns, what would be the reaction solution that they are hoping for? People will take it into their own hands. I have no doubt in my mind that China is involved in the destruction of the United States, but it is being willfully facilitated by the United States government. There is not one doubt in my mind, and if there is a doubt in your mind, get out of here now, because you don't have the mental acuity to process some of the things that we say on this show. Why is it for the last 3 years we keep hearing, even on the mainstream news, military-aged men coming into the country? In the last 3 months, it's being widely reported on mainstream media that 28,000, just in the last 3 months, 28,000 military-aged men from China have come in to the United States. Now, please understand that you do not get out of China and get to travel to the United States without being sanctioned and loyal to the government. Now, I'm not telling you to go be paranoid about the Chinese guy who owns the convenience store and he's been there for 30 years. Although, don't let your guard down, because, you know, some people might have snuck out of China. It's hard. But people who have come here recently, they are all sanctioned, employed, and loyal to the Chinese government. But we're also bringing up, as Trump says all the time, you know, Venezuela, one of the most dangerous countries in the world. You know, I had a friend who went there about 4 years ago on business. Not a big business guy, but he, you know, he had a good position, made decent money, but not a super, super rich fat cat or anything like that. He gets into Venezuela. He gets picked up by a limo with no markings on it, and he was scared to get into this car because there was no markings or anything like that. The car drove for 30 minutes from the airport to the hotel, basically at full speed, and would not stop for one red light. He thought he was being kidnapped. The driver said, no, if I stop, you'll die. The same gentleman wanted to go outside of his hotel just to take a picture of the hotel, so he just went out on, he was going out onto the steps, he was going to walk about 20, 30 feet to capture a picture of the sign of the hotel to say, hey, I was in Venezuela. The concierge stopped him and said, if you go out there, you will die. So there's some bad hombres in Venezuela. Why? Because they're desperate. These people are eating out of garbage cans. This is what the regimes want for you. And it's become extremely dangerous. You see, this experiment, they've done it all around the world. Just the United States is bigger. And it's taken more time and more planning and more execution. Now, am I saying it's a foregone conclusion the United States is going to fall? No, I'm not. I'm not saying that, because there is risks in every move in the game of war. And they sincerely risk the people turning on them savagely. And, you know, there, I was really struck by video that I shared it on the show months ago. It was a 1 minute clip of a man who said, I just wanted to be left alone. I just wanted to be left alone. You know, there's a sentiment out there right now. A lot of people, especially my age, you know, Gen Xers, who would have stood up and risked our lives to defend the country that we lived in. Now, the shift is that we will stand up and risk our lives against what our country has become. I want you to consider those words. That is the shift I'm talking about. And how it works out? Well, we shall see. The good news is how it works out is really not up to the people with all the money, the people in charge. It's not up to the WEF, the WHO. It's not even up to Satan. Our God is sovereign. Let me give you a quick verse today from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20 to 22. But the fact is, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep. For since by a man death came, by a man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, for also in Christ all will be made alive. All right, I want to play you this propaganda piece because propaganda goes both ways. There are people who are programming you for various outcomes. As I say, this is a battle for your mind. It is being played on both sides. This is a bit of a long piece, I must tell you, but I think it's worth it. And I want you to pay attention to the words in particular. This is done by Tom. Oh, the name disappeared quickly, but it's on the Right On Radio channels. You can find it. And it says, wow, an amazing pro-Trump message. So I apologize for some of those of you who have heard this before, but I will be making some comments at the end of it. 6 minutes of propaganda pro-Trump.
Now that President Trump is the Republican nominee for president in 2024, it's time for Republicans, including those who doubt him or even can't stand him, to get behind him. The times demand it. We are in a war fighting an enemy of revolutionaries that kick and spit on America. I call our enemy the woke regime or the group Hoda regime. This war is a contest between those who love America and those who hate it. But we do not have a commander-in-chief. You can't win a war without one. We shouldn't much care whether our commander-in-chief is a real conservative, whether he is a role model for children, or says lots of silly things, or whether he is modest or dignified. What we should care about is whether he knows we are in a war, knows who the enemy is, and knows how to win. Trump does. His policies are important, but not as important as the rest of him. Trump grasped the essential things. He understands the group Hoda regime is evil and will not stop until it destroys America. He is a fighter, bold, brave, and decisive, who has confidence in himself and his country. Trump never apologizes for America. He rightly believes America is the greatest country in history. Trump says, in effect, we have our culture. It's exceptional, and that's the way we want to keep it. And we won't keep it if we usher in millions of immigrants with cultures different from our own. Trump knows his job is to protect Americans, and just Americans. Protect them not just from enemies abroad, but from the woke globalists within. He knows that America does not need more diversity. It needs more cohesion. The woke radicals tell the Trump voters they are a threat to democracy. Think about that. They're saying you Trumpsters are a threat to democracy. The woke radicals also tell us ad nauseam that America is systemically racist. Trump knows this is deadly nonsense, and he says so. This charge of systemic racism bounces off Trump because he has no white guilt, or any guilt for that matter. Trump tells his supporters what they already know. They are not racist, and they do not have white privilege. The woke radicals shut up those who disagree. Trump will not be shut up. If they manage to put him in jail, he will still roar like a lion. The woke radicals have the moral arrogance of fanatics. Trump, God bless him, knows we are all sinners. Trump rejects the utopian fanaticism of the woke radicals. He is a businessman who takes the world on its own terms and navigates by facts and common sense. Trump's base knows firsthand the America that Trump wants to recover. They love him, and they know he loves them. They will fight for him because they know he will fight for them. Trump speaks to his supporters as fellow citizens without any condescension or poll-tested BS. Despite his billions, he is one of them, an outsider looking in, a man who takes ketchup on his steak and is as disgusted as they are with the anti-America elite. This natural appeal has molded everyday patriotic Americans into an army. We cannot stop the left's revolution and retake the nation without these men and women. Unlike most conservatives, they will actually fight America. But they follow Trump. Without him, they stay home. With him, they are united and determined. At his rallies, his audience invariably breaks into chants of the USA, USA. In these moments, Trump and his audience mutually pledge to each other their fidelity and their sacred honor. His enemies hate him with an indescribable fierceness. Another Hitler, they say. Elect him and he will be a dictator. We should take this hysteria as reason for hope. The America haters rightly fear that Trump and his party are on the threshold of a successful counter-revolution. Trump hates his enemies every bit as much as they hate him. His enemies are America's enemies. Trump is the most towering figure of our time. He has changed politics, not just in America, but in the West. If we are to take back America, we need someone who is unmovable, who has proven that he can stand up against the immensely powerful army of woke modernity that will attack him with all its might. Someone who will go after the deep state without pity or compassion. And someone who has the conviction that America is still the last best hope. That someone is Trump. Trump the politician came out of the blue.
an unconventional commander against an unconventional enemy. Almost inconceivable as president at any other time, Trump fits this turbulent moment to a T. Is it too much to wonder whether the appearance of this most unconventional man is providential? Lincoln spoke of Americans as the almost chosen people. Trump gives us hope that the God who has never forsaken his almost chosen people will not do so now. Thank you.
I hope you caught some of those buzzwords. Let's just break it down for a second. A lot of it I agree with. I'm going to tell you the truth, and please don't hear anything I'm not saying. I'm not in favor of a one world government, although I'm in favor of the Book of Revelation being fulfilled. I don't want to necessarily live through the evils of it, but I do want to see the return of my Lord Jesus Christ. But, you know, let's start off with the cohesion. And the cohesion, you do need someone who is a commander in chief. And when I hear the propaganda turning to something like this, what we just heard, it's almost like if there is a plan, we're about to hear, you know, there's a lot of people waiting for a statement from Trump saying, you know, the storm is upon us. And them's fighting words when he says it. But the strong language in there was, you know, he's built an army, and an army willing to fight for him because he has proven he will fight for them. And you know what? That's true, because if the election is, you know, some funny business goes on again, there's going to be war. If Trump wins, there's going to be war. You know, but it also says that he hates his enemies and will have no mercy on them. And he's even said this. He said, since his indictments of that, the gloves are off. Nothing is off the table. And he's basically foreshadowing and telling the American people and getting the American people that you will be rah, rah, rah when you see all these people arrested. Maybe some of them have been arrested. Linda, God bless. You were so kind to me. Yes, pray. That is the right emoji. Although I was really kind of fond of the cheers one from Nikki as well and Wendy. Hey, we need to come together as people. And I want to say this carefully. It doesn't matter if your next door neighbor is a Muslim. If they want to raise their kids in dignity, and they have, by the way, very similar values and morals to you, I can live with the difference of them worshiping a different God. I can't live with the bloodthirsty Satanists who prey on children, disappear them, and drink their blood with adrenaline. I think that's a fair statement. So we can come together to defeat this. And, you know, the narrator of that video says you almost think it's providential. And he talks about Lincoln and, you know, perhaps America is in one of those moments. Whether America survives or not, I don't know. By the way, please listen to this in case I do a show next week when I say, I don't know. Okay, really important. Hold on to that in case you see a title that makes you want to barf next week. Seriously. It will be misleading and offensive on purpose. The one image I cannot get out of my mind after listening to this particular propaganda piece is, first of all, they're steering you towards the outcome that they want. I think it's all dark to light. You've heard me talk about that ad nauseum. And I want to think that God has his hand on Trump. Well, he does. For good or for bad, God has his hand on him. That we can be sure of. But when Trump announced, I keep having this visual in my head of him coming down the golden escalator, descending from on high to come and save the people and the country. By the way, I want to chip in my part to save the people in the country. We are fighting for our very existence, for dignity. And I got to tell you, folks, the premise of not having beef and having to eat bugs is a real motivator for me. You know, the WF really, really screwed up when they put that one out there. Because, yeah, I'll fight for steak. And the ability to go out and, you know, barbecue for dignity, for grandchildren. So again, the shift is we would have fought to defend our country. Now we will fight against what the countries have become in this world. Some of us might have to physically fight. I think my role, not that I'm scared of a fight, because I'm not. I'm certainly not scared of dying. I'm scared of dying in a horrible way. That might be true. But I'm not scared of death. Death has lost its sting. But I think as a believer in God, our fight is in the spirit. Prayer is so important. You know, we did a special prayer thing on Wednesday, and I'm thankful for the extra people who came. I really thought the turnout would have been much greater, but you know what? It was perfect the way it was. And there were some great lessons, and the Holy Spirit really flowed that night. I felt it. I know many of you did. Get involved, people. Let's pray together when two or more are gathered, right? Anyways, I thank you all for being here. I thank you for your patronage. Just one quick question before I go. I'm debating whether or not I should post this show. I am personally fatigued in putting out negative content. But I'm looking at the world and this is what I see. And I have to be honest with people. Okay, we've got two, four posting it. You don't want to just be the exclusive one. You heard it and everyone else, you miss it. No, post it. No, Wendy doesn't want it exclusively. Do you think what I said today was truth? Do you agree that it's truth? Okay. All right. I will share it. Thank you for the gifts in particular during these lives. Look, I know it's not a lot of money or anything. I hope it isn't. I don't get a lot of money from it. I think they keep about 10% or something like that between the financial stuff, but most of it comes to me. And, you know, I'm getting about $60, $70 a month now from these gifts, which is very helpful, I gotta say. But the main thing is it keeps us in the algorithm. It keeps us in there. And we're picking up new listeners every month. And I'll give you the stats at the end of this month as well. God bless you. Thank you, Rusty. Thank you. All right. Listen, I'll give 30 seconds. If someone wants to call in, question or comment, I'll answer anything. And you can make your own comments if you want. I'll give just a few seconds. Someone wants to call in, you're more than free to do so. You know what, Wendy? That's a great question. I get a lot out of it this way because it's bumping us up in the algorithms, which is more important to me than the money. Losing 10%, like Podbean keeps about 3%, and then there's a payment system that goes into the bank and stuff like that. You lose about 10%, but it's really not bad. It's really well worth it to get the algorithm up. And Podbean tells you, at least unlike other platforms, they tell you how to get the algorithm up. It's getting people in, it's getting shares, it's getting likes, and it's getting the gifts. And based on how many shares, attendance, and gifts you get, it bumps up your profile. When your profile gets bumped up, you get bumped up in their algorithm. They're very straightforward with it. So thank you very much. All right, should I play a song or just say goodbye? Okay. I'm going to play a song, but it's a Friday, and I've been negative between the show yesterday, which was very hard to do, by the way. This is a secular song, but it's fun, and it's Friday. I should say play Fight the Good Fight, but it's actually like a 6-minute song. I want to play a 3-minute song. So the words are, we're here for a good time, not a long time. Let's have a good time doing what we're called to do. And the world believes in happiness, but we believe in joy. So when you listen to the lyrics, what I do a lot of the time, I just change them to make them mean what I want it to mean in my head. So we're here for joy, and we're not here for long, by Trooper.
Said we're here for a good time, not a long time,
not a long time.
So have a good time. The sun can shine every day,
and the sun is shining in this rain city, and the sun is shining. Ooh, isn't it a pity?
Right?
Who's right?
Hey, my mic was off. I'm so sorry. I was talking and I said, I know that Wendy's light is shining, and even if it's raining outside, the sun is shining through you. And I am so glad that your daughter loves that song, Eve, as well. I hope it helped make your day. Thank you, everyone, for being here. And remember to love your God. He died for you on the cross, but he loves you. Show him some love back by doing his will. Love your family. Love your neighbor as yourself. And make a difference in your community.
Right on, right on, right on. Right on radio.
Right on radio.